This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Following a review, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced the North Richmond Safe Injecting Room will become an ongoing service. Has the Safe Injecting Room been a success and should we be rolling out more? Professor Suzanne Nielsen is the Deputy Director of the Monash Addiction Research Centre. Suzanne, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Firstly, Susie, has the Safe Injecting Room trial been successful?
Yes, absolutely. So we have good evidence now from two independent reviews that it is absolutely saving lives and also importantly connecting people with a lot of other health services through accessing that treatment service, yeah.
How does it save lives, Susie?
So there's a couple of different things that they do in there. Firstly, people are able to go in, they're able to inject drugs safely with medical professionals around. If there's an overdose on site, there are people who are immediately able to respond. They can administer an opioid antidote, naloxone, which is very effective. And it can also refer people into treatments, which also save lives. So I guess it has that added effect of providing other health services that help people. But that direct response to overdose is probably the most critical. We know that if someone enters an overdose state and they're in a laneway and no one's around, it's very difficult to bring them back after a period of time.
Susie, do we know how many lives the trial has saved?
Look, it's been estimated that 63 lives have been directly saved through being in that room and having those overdoses responded to.
Susie, many of those that are opposed to the safe injecting room argue that it's too close to a primary school. Is there a possibility that it could be moved to a different location?
Yeah, look, it is a really difficult situation, and I guess one of the things that I would note is that before that centre existed, there was, I guess, visible street-based injecting going on next to that primary school. So while I can see it's really challenging having such a service close to a school, it's still an improvement on what was there before. In a perfect world, it would be great not to be next to a primary school. But these services need to go where the need is, where the overdoses were occurring and where people were injecting, and that is basically the site that it is on.
Some local residents, Susie, have said that it's a honeypot for those with an addiction and will only result in increased crime in the area. Is there any basis for that claim? Have we got any statistics?
Yeah, look, we've had decades of research on these services, and in fact what we know is that they don't increase crime. And in terms of the drug use in that North Richmond area, it's been there for many decades of having like a very active street-based drug market. So we know that that was there before the centre went there. And in fact, that's why the centre was located in that area, because there was such a prevalent sort of street-based injecting sort of problem already. So while I understand that that might be people's assumptions, it's not really based on data.
We're chatting with Professor Suzanne Nielsen, Deputy Director of the Monash Addiction Research Centre, about Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' announcement that the North Richmond Safe Injecting Room will become an ongoing service. Susie, does the Safe Injection Room provide any opportunity to help people with their addictions?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So in addition to the supervised injecting facility, they're quite commonly linking people in with other health services. That can include addiction treatment, but it's also a whole range of other health needs like dental care and vaccinations and all kinds of important health services like Hep C treatment. So it does take a long time, I think, to often build rapport and trust, and so that's one of the things that can happen, but there are treatment services on site, and that's quite common for people to move in that direction.
Susie, we know that, you know, addiction isn't just in one suburb of Melbourne. Should we be looking at a safe injecting room at another location as well?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think one of the things that we've seen with this service is that it's been very popular because it is the only one, and it would be much better to have multiple smaller services so people don't have to travel. Many people don't use the service because it's just too far from where they live. So there has been a second service proposed, and there's good evidence to support that. You know, we really should be moving towards making more of these services because the evidence shows that they work and it's an appropriate evidence-based health response.
Susie, are we seeing any change in community attitudes towards addiction? addiction, sorry, and the safe injection room?
Yeah, look, when we ask in sort of national surveys that happen every couple of years about the support of the public for these kinds of things, it is definitely increasing over time. We know that as people become familiar with these services and they know that they work, that there is generally more support. It is a little bit of a something new for people to get used to in terms of a service, but in terms of the Sydney service, it's now been there for 2 decades. There's just immense public support and people can really see the value of it.
Susie, if someone listening does want some help with addiction and they're not sure where to go for assistance, where would be a good place to start?
Look, if you're looking for resources, counsellingonline.org.au is a government-funded resource. And you can not only talk to a counsellor online through that, but there's also on there a list of a whole bunch of 24-hour alcohol and drug information services that you can access. So any state of Australia. In Victoria, we have Direct Line. I can give you the number for that if that's helpful.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's 1-800-888-236. So that's the number that you can call, 1-800-888-236, and then depending on what your needs are, they can direct you in Victoria to those services. But if you're anywhere else in Australia, all of those phone details are on counsellingonline.org.au.
Susie, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, it's a pleasure.
That's Professor Suzanne Nielsen, the Deputy Director of the Monash Addiction Research Centre. And of course, you can also head to joy.org.au/support. And that number once again was 1-800-888-236.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.